Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is from Psychology Today, and it is the top five arguments in modern relationships. Five was family, four was chores, three, communication style, number two...
Gotta be sex.
No.
Wow.
Money.
Yeah, I was gonna say sex and money. Take your pick.
Sex is not on the list.
Really?
That is shocking to me.
No. Yeah. Why? What do you mean? What's the argument?
Not having not it.
Yeah, enough. You need to have it with me when you're not ready.
Bad at it.
Yeah.
A lot of different arguments. Yeah.
Yeah. One wants
Did you get
one,
a prosthetic?
One wants it. One doesn't. You know, one's looking at porn. That's just, there's
different
probably,
drives. Yep. There's different, just, it's actually, a therapist told me that's kind of the biggest, it's funny that you brought up Suk in our last segment, that one person has a definition of clean and the other has a different definition. That in general is the biggest issue amongst couples is one person, they say this is communication, the other says this is communication. And you just can't figure it out sometimes. It sucks.
Well, maybe by year 50. You'll get something right.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe
figure
one.
Figure it out. I am surprised that sex is not
on the list.
Not on the list. That I would have bet $1 million that somewhere in the top five that getting it on was going to be.
I would have thought money would be number one.
Yeah.
But it is number two, which makes for an exciting reveal of number one here in a moment.
Well, but money is that's
it's age old.
That's age old.
Money is another one of the most well-documented sources of conflict in relationships, irrespective of couples' income levels, since both high and low earning couples have been observed to argue frequently about finances, you can easily surmise that these disputes are very rarely about the literal numbers you can see on their bank statements. Instead, they usually represent partners' anxieties about their security, their freedom, and their social identity or status.
Well, and you get down to, especially if one makes a lot more, one doesn't work. You get into that, it's my money, it's not your money. Again, if one person's a spender, one person's not. I mean, I've even seen where the wife will buy a nice birthday gift or vice versa, and the other person's upset because of what they spent, even though that gift was for them. I mean, that's just, money is a tricky situation no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of it's about upbringing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
what you were taught, what you weren't taught.
Yeah.
You know, where was your starting line with money? Where was their starting line with money?
Yep.
Someone, you know, like my wife, you know, she might want to spend, like she got her nails done today.
Sure.
That to me, I'm like, oh my God, that again? But to her,
that again.
It's like, it's amazing how often she does it.
She looks at you like, really a putter?
Really? Dude, there's a really funny video.
Scotty Cameron putter?
On Instagram of the woman who puts out, she's in England, and she puts out all of the guy's putters.
Yeah.
And he's got three of them. And she's filming him, and she says, hey, come here. He's like, yeah, hey, babe. And that was more Aussie, wasn't it?
A little bit.
And she's like, really, a third putter? Really? And it's so funny to watch him just talk in circles about, this one, it's a little bit more center weighted. And so I just really felt like I needed, you know. And then she did it with drivers, and he's got like five of them. So, yes.
Everyone has
exactly. It's the same thing. Yeah. Like, we do not argue about money.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is she, we definitely have very different spending habits.
Sure.
But at the same time, like, if I don't like something she buys, I'll just keep that to myself because she doesn't need to know that I just lost a bunch of money on a stupid football game. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
It is fair. Like, I'm not call, why would I call her out?
Yeah.
When I'm gambling on football. Like, how dumb is that? At least she got something for her money.
Yeah.
So I never, it's really not a problem for us. Mm. And we both have, you know, decent jobs. And,
similar enough where
yeah,
it's, yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's, that's, that is, that
I
is.
I gotta crack the whip every once in a while, you know.
Sure.
Come on, well, you take see some
the,
more clients.
You see the Amazon packages start piling up.
You're oh like, my God, they're daily.
Yeah. I don't know if this happens. So the Amazon account is under my name. So I get emails for what's been shipped. And boy, I will tell you, man, there are days I look in there and I see like six things. And normally it's like whatever. But every now and then I make the mistake of clicking on what was ordered. And I have to be like, what in God's name?
Well,
is
I think
what,
it.
What just happened?
Can I offer you some advice?
Yeah.
Get separate Amazon accounts. You don't need to know what's in there.
No, I probably don't. This was something that I got. Like, I got a thing, and I got a acrylic fridge mag. I got a bunch of acrylic fridge magnets, and I like when I looked at it, and it wasn't like it was a lot of money, but like I was like, why are we buying acrylic fridge magnets? Like, why are we spending
You let that go.
$26 on... I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's not worth
it.
Yeah,
that's
magnets.
Not worth it. Dude,
nope. I didn't say
just
anything.
Shut your pie hole.
I said nothing, but in my brain...
She wants some fridge magnets.
What? What? Fridge magnets?
Bro, anything under $100, just let it go.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah, not
it's
even...
It's not... Yeah.
She works. She, you know, she can buy fridge magnets. That's... You, dude, seriously, yeah. Get your own Amazon account. It's worth every penny.
The amount of crap that gets delivered... On a daily basis is just, and I just have no idea what, I don't even know where it goes. I never see it. I'll never see those fridge magnets, but they're there. I don't know whose fridge they're for. Probably not ours.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My wife will say, like, well, a lot of this is stuff we need for the house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, okay. Satisfactory sure. to me. Thank you. I'm just going to lay
thanks, babe.
A couple bucks on the Browns tomorrow.
And we'll be good.
Thank you for buying our toilet paper.
There you go.
And the number one thing that modern couples argue about in today's modern times is...
So not sex, it's not money. Politics?
Tone.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the old tone.
Yep. This is universal.
Yeah.
Wow.
The most common trigger for fights for American couples isn't a specific topic or talking point in particular. While these arguments may well have started out as a conversation about one of the above-mentioned themes, the tone partners use when talking to one another eventually becomes the most pressing issue at hand. Since your tone of voice can convey your emotional intent more powerfully than your actual words, these arguments tend to come down to delivery. A kind of tone versus a sharp one makes or breaks whether a grievance sounds like a genuine concern or a hostile criticism. See, isn't this communication, though? That's weird.
The amount of times that I have been chastised for my tone. And that, by the way, that is an exact...
Yeah, I got it just the other day.
That is the exact
it's
phrase.
Your tone.
I don't like your tone.
All right. Well, yeah, I get that, too. I'll try to change my tone. Love you, babe.
What is happening?
Love you. I suck. You're right, I suck. I'll be better tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah. I told you the other day, I came home and she was making something. I asked what she was making. She told me, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. And she's like, I don't like your tone. I was like, what? She said, you need to be more excited. It was the homemade sweet and sour pork. And I was like, oh, that's great. But apparently I did not say it in a tone that conveyed the proper amount of excitement. And then when I did try to be more excited, then she said that my tone was fake. And it was too late. I've already ruined the moment. And I'm like,
you need to work on your tone.
Like, I don't know what to tell you.
We all need to work on our tone.
Yes. So, I apparently have terrible tone.
This says, as research in 2022 included in a chapter of nonverbal communications in close relationships notes, we humans are incredibly sensitive to the communication cues that accompany speech, like body language, eye movements, the space between two people, and of course, tone of voice. Things like sarcasm, sighing, scoffing, or shouting can very quickly activate a threat response within us. That is the way someone's words sound can feel almost more antagonizing than their word choice alone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bingo. I did not think, I would have never guessed that tone was in there, but boy, that's a solid number one. I can't argue about tone.
Yeah, when you think about it, I don't know how it's not number one.
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like that's in the umbrella of communication, though. But it is kind of its own big thing. A little different, but I got it the other day. What was I? Oh, I sometimes, like I said, I think the root of our problems would be she is just always talking about things that I don't care about. Or that I'm just like, all right, you know, whatever. Yeah. And so I sort of blow them off, and that's the tone. Mm-hmm. I can't be doing that. I have to, you bought a new throw pillow? Yes! Oh, my God! Where did you get, come here, talk to me, tell me all about it. Where did it come from? What store?
Tell you right now, it's a crappy tone.
You saved $20? No, I'm being serious. This is what she wants.
Oh, that really?
No, I'm you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm being facetious, but it's like, that's...
Yeah, she wants the big over
let's be engaged about all of this stuff. Meanwhile, 96% of it, I don't care about. And so that then leads to my tone. It's a dismissive tone. It's like, nice pillow, whatever. And she's like, you don't have to care about the pillow. It's your tone.
See, that's the problem. I can't thread the needle because if I'm too excited, she doesn't like that tone either. And I'm not like over the top, but if I'm just like, oh, that's really awesome, I'm fired up for you. She scowls at me and goes, And I'm like, what? And she's like, that doesn't sound authentic. And I'm like, for God's sakes.
It's hard to find the proper tone.
I can't, exactly. It's too high, it's too low. I don't know what to tell you. I have one tone, and apparently it's a piss poor tone at that.
Yeah, my tone's smart assy, as you guys all know.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, she mine doesn't like that.
No, I hear you.
Not her favorite.
Mine's not a smart-assy tone. I just can't figure it out. Don't even get me started on resting bitch face. We go over to like, is my face part of my tone?
Yeah.
Because we'll go.
That's what it just said.
Yeah. We'll go out with like her friends and I'll sit in the corner, you know, like in a chair or whatever. I'll have a glass of something. I'll just be sitting there minding my own business. And then she'll come over to me and be like, could you look like you're having a worse time? I'm like, well, I'm just sitting here, minding my own business. She's like, it's the face tone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sorry that I'm not photogenic. This is all I have. My face is just that way. And so then I'm like, well, for God's sakes, like what do you want? I'm just sitting, minding my own business.
Smile, care more.
But then when I smile, it's disingenuous.
Yeah, I think maybe... It's possible you guys should break up, you know.
It's possible.
You know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.